Chapter 6. Emerson Acts Up. A little while later, the girls saw something in the doorway. It was an enormous clown shoe, waving back and forth wildly. Then, above the shoe, a teetery, tottery top hat appeared. And below the hat, a big red clown nose. The girls looked at one another, puzzled. Then, boing, Emerson bounced into the playhouse. "I've been such a clown," she said. She lifted one of her feet in its enormous shoe and tried to put it in her mouth. "I really put my foot in my mouth, haven't I?" she said. The girls had to giggle. Emerson looked so funny in her top hat, clown nose, and clown shoes. Emerson held on to the brim of her hat and bowed. "I'm sorry. I hope we can start tomorrow. Start over." She pulled a rubber chicken out of her suitcase and waved it in the air, saying, "So if anyone has an idea to share, don't be chicken." From under her hat, Emerson began to pull what appeared to be an endless sheet of paper. "I've got some ideas right off the top of my head," she said. She waggled one giant shoe in the air, saying, "But this time, I want to get off on the right shoe foot, so I promise to listen to your ideas first." "Hooray!" cheered Emerson's friends, laughing. They rushed toward her, and soon she was in the middle of a wildly wonderful, well-wisher hub. Willis spoke up. "I have an idea," she said. "I've thought of a better way to sing the Mighty Piley song." Then everyone began talking at once, bursting with good ideas. Soon they were ready to put on their show. They invited Miranda and their friends and families to come see it the next day. Kendall and Camille were the first act in the show. They tossed leaves all over the stage as they sang to the tune of "London Bridge is Falling Down." "Autumn leaves are falling down, falling down, falling down. Autumn leaves are falling down, oh so pretty." The audience clapped. Kendall and Camille bowed, and Kendall ran off the stage. Ashlyn came on stage. Camille held a prop while Ashlyn recited the yellow poem. "Leaves are yellow as a ripe banana, yellow as some cheese, yellow as the stripes on the bumblebees." Ashlyn and Camille bowed and leapt. Emerson came swirling in, dancing and spinning as she recited her poem. "Windy, windy, blue sky day. Swirl me up and blow me away." For the last act, Willa held up a big umbrella and all the other witches crowded in under it. They sang together to the tune of Row, Row, Row Your Boat. Rain, rain, rainy day, splashly, sloshy, wet, slishy, slashy, wet. Muddly, puddly, muddly, puddly, we love rain, you bet. After the song, Emerson stepped forward. Thank you for coming to our show, she said to the audience. Hooray, shouted the audience. The Welly Witches took a bow as the audience clapped and whistled and cheered. Hooray for the Welly Witches! Bravo! After the audience left, the Welly Witches sat on the stage together. Our fall for fall show wasn't that all the way I'd imagine it would be, said Emerson. She jumped up and spun on one toe. It was better. And all the Welly Witches cheered, hooray for Emerson, bravo! The end.